The Bishop of Salisbury is calling for a fresh look at the issue of gay marriage and civil partnerships in the Church of England.
There are more views than that within the life of the Church, and therefore this is one of those things where we need to listen courteously and carefully to each other.
We'll hear much more about that later. We'll also be discussing the impact of the end of subsidies for students travelling to faith schools, and we'll be hearing more about the community kitchen in one part of Wiltshire. Our big sing is on the way as well. It's the Welsh tune for Love Divine or Love's Excelling. So that's coming up soon too. First, though, the Bishop of Salisbury has called for a fresh discussion in the Church of England around the issue of gay marriage and civil partnerships. He says there are many views across the Anglican community, both for and against, and all need to be considered carefully. Speaking to BBC Wiltshire's Heather Skull, he says it's something that needs to be looked at, however controversial it might seem.
We're in a society which now has civil partnerships. And these are, we've got some wide experience of this. Many of us have relatives, friends, neighbours who are in same-sex relationships. And the Prime Minister initiated a public discussion before Christmas about gay marriage. There are people talking about this within the life of the Church. The Archbishop of York last week said gay marriage isn't a possibility, but actually there are more views than that within the life of the Church, and therefore this is one of those things where we need to listen courteously and carefully to each other in order to try to find the mind of the Church, which isn't just decided by what the mind of the Church has been. Actually, we need to think about this afresh.
And I'm sure some of those people listening will say, but yes, but what about what the Bible says?
Well, I don't think the Bible says anything about gay marriage is the trouble. What the Bible doesn't know is stable, faithful, same-sex relationships. What's referred to in the Bible are exploitative and idolatrous and promiscuous relationships. And that's the difference. It's not actually addressing what some faithful Christians are experiencing and wanting to find their place within the life of the Church.
I suppose the difficulty maybe for some looking at this issue of gay marriage is that we know that there are people on, again, like women bishops, who just cannot agree because they believe sincerely and faithfully that their viewpoint is the right one. How do you as a bishop, how does the Church of England as a whole steer a passage through that and bring out a united church the other end?
Well, I think my responsibility as a bishop is to enable a conversation to take place safely so that people are able to contribute within the life of the Church and actually the wider society. And that's traditionally the way in which bishops have worked. As a new bishop, I think I've thought quite a lot about whether I should stay silent about my own views. But actually, my own views are pretty well known within the Church of England and more widely. And it seems much more sensible to say, look, this is what I think. This is why I believe it. And between us, we need to find a way in which together we can find the mind of Christ. And actually, that's a mature, grown-up way of trying to do this as a church.
And what about those people in your diocese who may feel hurt by your views because they are so different from their own?
Well, nobody sets out to hurt or to undermine other people. But all of us have to work out how, in a world which has changed and where there are people who are in same-sex relationships, who are seeking to be faithful and are looking for the support of the Church, we have a pastoral responsibility. And we're no longer talking about people out there, other people. We're talking about people who are part of the life of the Church. This isn't about them. This is about us. And it's about trying to have that honest relationship and discussion within and beyond the Church.
The Apostle Paul, well, he says a lot of things, doesn't he? But one of the things he does say in the New Testament is talking about the Church, he refers to as the body of Christ. And one of the things he's very clear on is that having public discussions bordering on the rows is not helpful to what I think he calls the advancement or the cause of the gospel. And yet here we are on the eve of Synod, having those very almost public arguments again.
Oh, I think Synod's terrible, isn't it? I've never been a member of the General Synod, so this will be my first week. And One of the problems with the way in which Synod works is it's based on a parliamentary model. And so there's a sense in which there are various parties within the Synod, within the Christian Church, and we're opposed to each other, and so that, you know, we'll debate, which means to beat down one another. Actually, I'm very committed that Jesus said, where two or three are gathered, in my name I'm with them. He brought together 12 disciples. The early church wasn't in agreement about everything. When James and Paul were meeting in Jerusalem, I don't think they were talking about the weather. So there have always been these robust conversations. And it's not that when Jesus brought 12 disciples together, he did so and they were all in agreement. They came together to do this in memory of him, to break bread, share wine, for Christ to be present. That's a different sort of model. And I think that the parliamentary model of Synod makes that much more difficult. So I hate the way of you describing this as one of those public rows. Actually, there's an issue which we need to learn to face, and it affects people's lives and their salvation, and that's why it matters.